Psalm 78, verses 32 through 39, that's our psalm today. This is a history of Israel written by Asaph. In spite of all this, Asaph wrote, they kept on sinning. In spite of his wonders, they did not believe. So he ended their days in futility and their years in terror. Whenever God slew them, they would seek him. They eagerly turned to him again. They remembered that God was their rock, that God Most High was their Redeemer. But then they would flatter him with their mouths, lying to him with their tongues. Their hearts were not loyal to him. They were not faithful to his covenant. Yet he was merciful. He forgave their iniquities, did not destroy them. Time after time, he restrained his anger and did not stir up his full wrath. He remembered that they were but flesh, a passing breeze that does not return. The people of Israel saw God at work up close and personal, yet they had some serious lapses of faith. Many times after God's discipline, they returned to him. They acknowledged him as their rock and redeemer. Then they forgot and turned away again. Their hearts were not loyal to him. God could have wiped them all away, but he remembered the frailty of the human state and he showed mercy. The psalmist wrote, time after time he restrained his anger and did not stir up his full wrath. He pardoned all their sins. We can relate to the Israelites, can't we? Too often we take God's goodness for granted and complain when we don't get what we think we deserve. We forget that he is our rock and our redeemer. Aren't you thankful for God's grace and mercy? Father, thank you for remembering that I am but flesh. Thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. You are my rock and my redeemer. Help my complaints be fewer and my praises to you increase. In Jesus' name, amen.